presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. The brutal murder of Dr. Chi Wan, famous Oriental scholar and art collector, has served to deepen the mystery surrounding the Dragon's Teeth, 10 pieces of ancient Chinese jade said to contain the secret of everlasting life. Recovered from an attempt to kill him with poison tea, editor Perry White of the Daily Planet is discussing the strange chain of events with Lois Lane, star reporter, in the privacy of his office. Listen.
I'll never forget it as long as I live, Lois. I was sitting opposite Chi Wan, no further away than you are. He looked at me, and there was something strange in his eyes. And then he said, "Before the next sun rises, I'll be dead." He was right.
But what were you and Clark Kent doing down there in the first place, Mr. White?
Well, he telephoned me and said he had something important to discuss. Come in.
Oh, hello, Lois. You wanted to see me, Mr. White?
Yes, Kent. Come on in. Sit down.
Well, you seem to have recovered from the ill effects of that poison tea, Mr. White.
Kent, how in heaven's name you ever got me to the hospital in time will always be a mystery.
Yes, that's another thing I wondered about. Dr. Wan said you both vanished into thin air.
No, wait a minute. We'll come to that later. Oh, Kent, I was telling Lois how poor Chi Wan called the turn on his own death.
Yes, he seemed to know it was coming.
But you still haven't told me what you two were doing at Dr. Wan's apartment. Why you went there? What happened? Well?
You tell her, Kent.
Well, here's the whole story, Lois. It seems that Dr. Wan had discovered an ancient Chinese manuscript that revealed a great medical secret.
The secret of everlasting life.
What?
The manuscript said that the 10 teeth of the sacred green dragon were each engraved with a symbol describing 10 medicinal herbs found in the mountains of western China.
Wait a minute. What's the sacred green dragon?
It was carved out of wood. They used it as an idol in a Chinese temple.
And its teeth were pieces of pure jade.
Oh. Go on.
Well, these 10 herbs, according to Dr. Wan's interpretation of the ancient manuscript, when ground into a powder, would render the human body free of disease.
Sounds like a pipe dream to me.
That's what I said.
Well, at any rate, Dr. Wan had found 9 of the dragon's teeth, and the man who owned the 10th, a jeweler named Walter Huffman, was trying to get them away from him. Dr. Wan feared for his life and wanted Mr. White to take the 9 pieces of jade in case anything happened to him.
That's when I took a drink of that poison tea and went out like a light.
That's right. Dr. Wan was out of the room at the time getting the jade, but Mr. White looked so sick I couldn't wait for him to return, so I...
Oh, I guess that's about where Jimmy and I came in. You see, I figured you were both out on a big story, so I followed you down to Chinatown with Jimmy.
You shouldn't have done that, Lois.
Well, maybe not, but I did. At any rate, we got to Dr. Wan's apartment after being chased up the steps. He told us you'd been there. He was completely baffled by your sudden disappearance. Then he offered us some tea. Both Jimmy and I were about to drink it when someone came crashing through the window and knocked the cups out of our hands. Now, you can laugh if you want to, but it was Superman.
You hear that, Kent? Lois says this Superman was dressed in a blue costume and a red cloak.
Yes, she told me.
What do you make of it?
It's a little hard to believe.
Kent, young Jimmy Olsen spoke to me a few hours ago. Swore that he'd seen Superman 3 or 4 times down in South America and out west. Have you ever seen him, Kent?
Who, me?
Yeah. You've been with Jimmy on all those trips.
Oh, I can't say I have, Mr. White.
Well, I saw him, and I'm not nearsighted. Not only that, but I'm convinced he was the last one to see Dr. Wan alive. We should make every effort to get him to come forward and tell his story.
Well, what do you think of that, Kent? Lois wants me to run a front-page appeal to this Superman, whoever he is.
Wait a minute. I have it here. Listen to it. An open letter to Superman. 3 days ago, the brilliant Chinese scholar, Dr. Chi Wan, was brutally murdered in his apartment. The Daily Planet has reason to believe that you, Superman, were the last person to see Dr. Wan alive. In the name of decency, we ask you to come forward and tell all you know.
How does that strike you, Kent?
Well, it doesn't, Mr. White.
Why not?
I don't know, but I don't think it'll do any good. I think the best bet is to question Walter Huffman.
Well, the police have already done that. They can't pin a thing on him.
Hey, you must have a reason for not wanting Superman to come forward, Mr. Kent. What is it?
Reason? Why should I have a reason?
Oh, I don't know, but I wonder...
The only thing is that if there's no such person as Superman, we'll be the laughingstock of the city. Wait a minute. Thought I heard someone at the door.
Jimmy!
Jimmy Olsen. Now, what do you mean by eavesdropping at my office door?
Well, I didn't mean it.
What?
I mean, I couldn't help it.
Well, just what do you mean? Close the door, Kent.
Well, I heard you talking about Dr. Chi Wan and Superman. And, well, before I knew it, I was down on one knee listening through the keyhole. Listen, you're all wrong about Superman. He's as real as you are, Mr. White. Remember when we were out west with Comanche Joe, Mr. Kent? Didn't the Indians see him flying through the air, and didn't they call him the man who flies like a bird? Didn't they?
Yes, but...
And even before that, when we went down to South America to find that sunken gold ship, didn't Superman rescue me from that tunnel where those Spanish fellows locked me up? And didn't I talk to him?
Well, you said you did.
Well, I did. Well, Superman's real, all right. He's the strongest guy in the world. He can knock a hole in a brick wall and push over a locomotive.
That's enough.
But I tell
you... We're not paying you to make speeches.
But listen,
your
Mr.
job
White...
is to run copy. Now, get back to work. Go on.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
I mean, yes, sir.
Go on. Get out. Get.
All right,
get.
Poor kid. He's scared stiff.
Wait a minute, Kent. I want to think over this open letter to Superman that Lois wants me to run.
Are you really serious about running that, Chief?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, do as you see fit. I'm going to investigate Walter Huffman. The police reported that Dr. Wan's 9 pieces of jade are missing. And it's my hunch that not only is Huffman responsible for Chi Wan's death, but that he now has all 10 dragon's teeth. So what's the use of running that open letter? Don't you agree with me, Chief?
No. Give me the press room.
But, now listen, Chief.
Fogarty, Harry White, save me a box on the front page. About 24 lines over 2 columns. Rip off whatever you've got there now.
Walter Huffman speaking.
The reporter from the Daily Fire would like to see you, Mr. Huffman.
The reporter?
Yes.
Send him in. The Daily Planet.
Mr. Huffman?
Come in, please.
Thank you.
Can I do for you, young man?
Well, my name is Clark Kent, Mr. Huffman. I'm with the Daily Planet.
Yes?
The editorial staff is presenting a gift to one of our women employees who is about to be married.
Yes?
We thought a jade necklace might be a nice gift, and since I understand you deal in jade, I came to you first.
You understand I deal in jade?
Oh, yes. Don't you?
Sometimes, Mr. Kent. Sometimes I deal in other things.
Well, do you have some jade on hand?
No, Mr. Kent. I have no jade.
None at all?
None at all.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
Yes, Mr. Kent, it is too bad. You work for the Daily Planet?
Yes, I'm a reporter.
Then you have seen this paper.
Huh? Oh, that. Oh, that's not in my department.
I see. Not in your department?
No.
You know this Superman?
Do I know him? No, I don't.
Somebody on your paper knows him.
Well, that I couldn't say.
You couldn't say?
No.
Of course, you are aware that Chi Wan was my friend, that the police questioned me about his untimely death.
I read that in the paper.
Yes, of course.
Well, now, about the jade, Mr. Huffman.
I'm sorry, but I have no jade. Perhaps some other time, Mr. Kent. Thank you for calling.
Well,
good day.
Yes, goodbye.
Cooling? Huffman, come up at once. I need you for something very important. Very important.
Mr. White. Mr. White.
Hi, dear.
Telegram, Mr. White.
Yeah, let me have it.
Great Scott.
What is it?
Get Clark Clinton and Lois Lane. Tell them I want him here in my office at once.
Yes, sir. I'll get him.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard of. What a story it'll make.
Give me the press room.
Story of the year.
Hello, Fogarty. Harry White. I want the front page of tomorrow's first edition kept wide open until you hear from me. Right.
Jimmy said you wanted to see me, Mr. White.
Where's Kent?
Well, he left the office about an hour ago. He hasn't come back.
Well, here, read this. Just came in.
Yes. Editor, Daily Planet. I am willing to tell my story about Chi Wan's murder, but for reasons which you should understand, I cannot come to you. You must come to me. I will meet you in the Carson Mansion tonight at 8. The door will be open. Walk in. Nine, Superman.
Good heavens, Mr. White.
The Carson Mansion's about 5 miles out of town. We can't wait for Kent. It's 7:30 now. Do you want to go along with me?
Do I? I should say so.
Okay, get your hat and coat. We haven't much time. by Carson, the millionaire rubber man. Been deserted for 5 years. I guess we turn in here.
Gee, certainly he's lonesome looking, all boarded up.
Well, come on, let's go right on up to the door.
Gee, certainly picked a lonely place to meet us. Didn't the telegram say the door'd be open?
Huh? Oh, yes. And it is. Follow me, Lois.
Mr. White, I don't like it in here. What's that?
A bell. Tolling the hour. It's just 8.
Mr. White, do you think that wire really was from Superman? Do you think he's here?
Is Superman waiting for them in the deserted mansion? Or is someone else lurking in the darkness? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of The Dragon's Teeth.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.